Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We're back at the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, appreciate you stopping by. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. And Gino, I don't know that we've ever had a guest on the sports bar with the kind of resume that Vinny Serrato has, but we're very fortunate to have him on our team from our sister station, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Vinny Serrato joining us now in the sports bar. Vinny, how you been?
I am doing very well. How about you guys?
Vinny, we are, we're looking forward to camp up here, but then we have this... the story involving LeSean McCoy. We want to ask you about that, and we want to ask you about, well, the excitement of the Ravens camp, the rookies reporting this week, certainly. But just for our listeners, just I've heard the name Vinny Serrato. Yes, former vice president of operations with the Washington Redskins. Vinny, I would have to imagine that was a fun and crazy time working for Daniel Snyder. Tell us, what was that like working in that position with the Redskins?
It was good, and there was some, tough times, and most times Dan was great, just like any owner. I mean, if things are going well, everything's good. If things are not going well, things aren't as rosy. So, working with Joe Gibbs was phenomenal. Let me say that. It was the highlight of, I've got a chance to work with Lou Holtz, Bill Walsh, George Seifert, Mike Shanahan, and Joe Gibbs. So pretty good guys that I've got a chance to work with.
Who are those guys? No, Vinny, that is an impressive list for sure. And I know that during your time in Washington, you did have to deal with some adversity as an executive with the team, the murder of Sean Taylor. And I imagine that kind of adversity really changes what your vision for the team that season, your plans for the team. You have to adjust on the fly. Talk a little bit about the adversity that you had to deal with that story, the Sean Taylor story, as I think it leads into what we're going to talk about in terms of what you would do as an executive right now if you're at the Buffalo Bills.
Well, the difference between, Shady McCoy and Sean Taylor was Sean was during the season, and Sean was murdered, and it happened. I got a call from the owner at 5 a.m. On a Monday morning saying that Sean was shot. Go to the office right now. So he and I got to the office, and then he said, all right, what do we do? We talked to, the agent to find out what was going on down there. And, you don't have a lot of information. So we're just sitting there, what do we do? I said, Dan, jump in your plane and go. So we got in his plane and, we flew to Miami just to be hands-on, so we could be there at the hospital, be there with the family, be there, with his agent and find out what was going on and, just get firsthand knowledge of everything that was going on. I mean, because we talked to the doctors, we were there with the family and, the whole thing. So, and then after he passed the next morning, then it was going over to the family's houses and talking to Sean's family and then going over and talking to, the fiance's family and then flying back and having, talk to the football team, and then having to play a game against the Bills that Thursday night.
Wow, yeah.
Or I think it was that Thursday night, something like that, So, yeah, it was very difficult time, but I think it's a lot different, totally different than it is with, LeSean McCoy. I mean, he hadn't been shot or anything like that, and it's not during the season, and it's not as drastic, measure as it was, if somebody was murdered.
Vinny Serrato, who was with the Washington Redskins as their vice president of football operations, now afternoon host in Baltimore on 105.7 The Fan, our guest here. As far as Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean, what would be your advice to him? Because, like the situation we're in, we you know, I'm sure he doesn't have all the information. We'd love to have the information at this point. What would be your advice to the Buffalo Bills front office here as this situation is unfolding?
Well, number one, you'd have talked to LeSean to find out his side of the story and find out what the deal is. And then number two, I guess you've got to do you get your head of security, you know, involved in kind of gathering information, being your liaison with the police department down there. And then as a football group, you need to go forward. You need to make plans. And if he's not there, you know, you need to go worst case scenario. You know, if hopefully, you know, that none of it's true and because nobody knows, then he comes back and he plays, that's great. But you've got to, and I see that they were working out a running back or whatever. I mean, you've got to make plans and you've got to go on as if he's not going to be there, because that's what you've got to kind of go by. Because, I mean, camp's in, what, 2 weeks for them? I mean, the Ravens start camp next Wednesday, they report, but they play the early game. So, I mean, you don't have a lot of time. There's not a lot of people out there. You know, so what you've got to do is just make sure that you have enough bodies in camp. You know, is LeSean going to be in camp? Do you want him in camp? You know, those are the decisions that you make with the owner. Those are above GM, you know, pay scale on that. You include the ownership on that. Do you want him at practice while he's going through this investigation? Do you want him just to stay away until the investigation is over? You know, so to me, that's what I would. I wouldn't want the distraction, you know, for my football team. I've got a young quarterback, you know, and I don't want the media every day and it's all about Shady McCoy. You know, let him stay away. Let him, you know, handle his business. And then when you get that taken care of, then you come back.
Vinny, to that end, I mean, wouldn't the best case scenario for the Buffalo Bills then, with this investigation ongoing and assuming that they're not going to find a suspect or that they won't have answers by the time training camp starts here in just under 2 weeks, the commissioner's exempt list, it's rarely used, but when it is used, it basically eliminates the player from the equation. It's a paid suspension, essentially. And now if you're the Buffalo Bills, with him not at camp, the only questions you're asking, you can answer with, let's stick to the talking about the players that are actually here on the field with us.
No doubt about it. And I think that's the best way, especially for a young football team, you know. And I would say that expectations are not that high anyhow for Buffalo this year.
How dare you?
They made a nice playoff run last year, but I mean, you know, especially if they don't have McCoy, you know, I mean, that makes things that much more difficult. But you know, they're not going to find a replacement until probably the final cutdown. You know, so you've got time. And in reality is, you know, if he misses 2 weeks of camp, so what? You're probably protecting himself from himself, you know, because he's a hard worker and stuff. And, you know, look at Le'Veon Bell. He doesn't report till the first week of camp. The first week of the season. So, I mean, with a veteran like that, there's time. So I would think that you'd want to keep them away for, you know, and hopefully it's resolved by, you know, the time the Ravens game is, that it's something, they're going to know something by then, and then you can go forward. So if he misses 2 weeks, doesn't matter, but you don't have the distraction at camp.
Former NFL executive and now host, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, Vinny Serrato, our guest. Let's ask you a few questions here about the Ravens. Joe Flacco, is it fair to say he hasn't been, had this level of competition, for the quarterback position, in recent years? Because, Vinny, when I look at a quarterback, say, like Alex Smith, well, Alex Smith had a good year last year, and he, you know, had the threat of Pat Mahomes. How is Joe Flacco responding to the Ravens' decision to draft Lamar Jackson?
I think with Joe Flacco, and I was at all three mini camp practices, and I was at a couple of the other practices, the OTAs and stuff. So, you know, I've seen Joe like five or six times. I've seen Lamar five or six times. I mean, Lamar's not ready. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. He is not ready to step in and be the starting quarterback from throwing from the pocket. He's not consistent with his accuracy. And Joe Flacco, I mean, I've been as big a critic as Joe Flacco, and rightfully so. They haven't been to playoffs the last 3 years. He's had an 80 quarterback rating. I mean, he's paid like one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, and he's performed like one of the bottom five quarterbacks in the league. So I've been hard on him. What I've seen this year, and when I talked to Ozzie, when I talked to Marty Morningling, first things out of their mouth is he's finally healthy, and he is. He looks great. I mean, I've gone on record on our show saying that I think he's going to have over a 90 quarterback rating. And I'm saying he's going to throw 27, 28 touchdowns and like 12 interceptions. And I think he's going to have an outstanding year. And if he does those things, then I think the Ravens will make the playoffs. And the only way they do that is, you know, if the offensive line. I mean, they've got other question marks. Joe looked phenomenal at camp. He looked, you know, no knee braces, no bad back, no bad knees. He looked smooth. He looked fluid. His footwork was much better. I mean, it was night and day throwing the football between he and RG3 and he and Lamar Jackson. Now, running, it's a different story. Lamar Jackson's spectacular. You know, and he's going to have the opportunity to make some plays in games. I mean, they're going to have packages. He's going to play against the Bills. You know, maybe two plays, maybe four plays, maybe one play. Who knows? But package for him. And I think that with five preseason games, Lamar's going to get a lot of play time, and they're going to learn over those five preseason games what he's capable of handling in that first game.
Vinny, you mentioned, you know, your projections for Joe Flacco in the 2018 season. I'd imagine it's easier to make those projections knowing that everybody's healthy right now, but also knowing that, well, the Ravens have bolstered up their wide receiving core, which has been a weak spot for the team for some time now. Talk about what they've done this offseason to get better at receiver.
Well, they added John Brown from Arizona, but John Brown hadn't been a productive, healthy receiver for 2 years. You go back to his first 2 years, the guy's phenomenal. I mean, you know, as good a go-get-em deep ball guy there was the first 2 years that he was in the league. And then Willie Snead was out all of last year with injury, suspension, you know, but he looked, you know, he's a typical slot receiver. He's quick, smart in the slot and everything. He can find the holes in the zone. And then Michael Crabtree is a possession guy. He's going to be good in the red zone. He's a possession guy. He's going to be good on the slant routes and stop routes. He's not a deep guy. And to me, he's got good hands. I know he's dropped a lot of balls the last couple years, but I think a lot of it's just concentration and lack of focus. But he looks focused and concentration right now. And then they've got some young guys after that. Chris Moore, and lastly, the receiver they drafted out of UCLA, I thought at minicamp looked extremely good. Chris Moore looked very good. He played some last year. He had too many drops, but I didn't see him drop a ball in the 3 days of the mini camps and looked very good. And he's got a chance to, you know, help in returns also. So the receiving core, it can be iffy if they're not healthy. You know, John Brown missed two of the 3 days of mini camp because his knee was sore. You know, so Willie Snead was there the whole time. Crabtree was there the whole time. You know, so do they have enough depth at the wide receiver spot, especially if John Brown, you know, is not the guy? Rashad Perriman, you know, I mean, he's got a $650,000 roster bonus due the third day of training camp. If I was them, I'd get rid of him. You know, to me, he's probably like the seventh receiver on the roster right now. He's been a first-round bust from 4 years ago. And to me, some of the biggest mistakes you can make is to keep a mistake. Just admit you made it and move on. You know, to me, that's one of the best. Like with Darius, he doesn't fit, move on.
Vinny Serrano, 105.7, the Fan in Baltimore, our guest on the other side of the ball. I'm always amazed at Terrell Suggs, and he's still doing what he's doing. When is father time going to catch up with Terrell Suggs, Vinny?
I'm not sure. You know, he usually catches up the latter part of the season is what it does. He'll start out fast. He's in good shape. He looked in great shape at the minicamp, you know, and they do a good job of giving him off days and taking care of him and, you know, letting him rest and do, you know, especially with five preseason games. I'm sure that he's going to have a ton of off days during this camp, and it'll probably be, you know, a rather easy camp for him because they've got some young guys they've got to develop. I mean, the pass rush is going to be key, you know, for them. And Matthew Judon, you know, who had 8 sacks last year, he needs to get double-digit sacks this year. And with the secondary, you know, the key is going to be that pass rush with Suggs, with Judon, and Timmy Williams has got to step it up. And Bowser's got to step it up. I mean, those guys got to be much better in the pass rush that they were last year. They're going to be much more aggressive defensively. They're going to be much simpler defensively with Wink Martindale, the new defensive coordinator. I think he's going to blitz a lot. And he's got excellent corners. They've got good corners. Jimmy Smith and Marlon Humphreys, you know, and Carr. They've got a lot of depth at corner. The safeties with Weddle and Jefferson, I don't think they cover that well. They're better in the run. And Weddle's a super smart guy, gets everybody lined up, but either one of those guys runs that well or covers that well.
Vinny, given the way last season ended for the Ravens with the Buffalo Bills bumping them from their playoff spot on a prayer from Andy Dalton, how much of a motivating factor is that going to be week one when these two teams meet each other?
Well, I don't know that it'll be, you know, motivations, new team, new group, new guys, you know. I would, to me, this is a must win for the Ravens. They cannot lose to the Bills at the opening game at home, because then with their schedule and stuff, it things, you know, they go on the road, you know, for a couple weeks and things get much more difficult. It's a game that when you look at the schedule, you have to win. You've got to win that game.
Benny, one question off the board before we let you go. As far as these new rule changes, and I'm just curious to get your opinion here. Should football fans brace for some sloppiness with, you know, the officials and the players, for that matter, adjusting to these new rules in regards to just keeping your head up?
Yeah, but I think, you know, I mean, I coached youth football for 4 years, and anything to protect the head, I'm all for. You know, and is it going to be sloppy? Yeah, maybe sloppy. I think it's going to be sloppy just because of the CBA. You know, I think it's going to be sloppy. You know, when I was in Washington or San Francisco, I mean, the third preseason game, the starters played into the third quarter. Now nobody plays till the regular season. That's why the sloppy play. That's why a lot of injuries at the beginning of the season, because nobody plays.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why teams are practicing, you know, with each other so much during the preseason. I think it's smart. The Ravens are practicing, you know, with the Rams and with the Colts. And then your veterans can get good quality work in at that time, because they don't get work in during the preseason anymore. I think last year Joe Flacco played, what, two series in the third preseason game. I mean, it's like crazy.
Well, Vinny, since you brought it up, and you know, your experience and expertise as an executive in the NFL, I mean, you mentioned the CBA, and I got to imagine when this current collective bargaining agreement expires, we're in for a work stoppage here, right? There's a lot of different gaps that need to be filled for this to be smooth.
Yeah, it still comes down to money. You know, I mean, with the owners, it's about the money. The owners will give up, you know, they give up a lot of the other stuff, the on-the-field stuff and stuff, to get the money. So it's still going to be about the money, and the money dictates everything. In the NFL, it's all about the money. And just follow the money trail, and then you'll get your decision.
Vinny Serrano, 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore, former executive with the Washington Redskins, also worked on the staff with Bill Walsh in San Francisco, also was a recruiting coordinator with Notre Dame, Lou Holtz. I mean, your resume, Vinny, fantastic. We really appreciate your time today. Yep. Thank you for sharing your knowledge with us.
How about we're having the 30-year reunion at September 1st, Notre Dame, Michigan, this year.
Oh.
30-year reunion of the 88 National Championship team. It's going to be fun.
That's insane,
Jerome
Vinny.
Jerome Bettis, Todd Light, bunch of guys.
Vinny, can we make a date now to get you on before week one when the Bills take on the Ravens? We can get a recap of what went on there and a little preview of what week one might look like between these two teams?
Yeah, no problem. And you know what? My son plays on a hockey team down here, and we actually are coming up to Rochester because we're playing one of the teams up there, and then we're also playing the Buffalo team.
Right, don't be what a stranger, team? Vinny. Look us up. Oh, yeah, Gene's kid plays. That's right.
What team, Vinny?
It'll be Bantam Miners, and our team is called the Philadelphia Hockey Club, and they'll be the number one team in the country. We're the number one team in the country for the last 4 years. So we'll be very good.
Humble brag. Okay. Well, wait till you come to Rochester. I don't know if you played anybody from upstate New York, because hockey's kind of a big deal.
He's
here.
He's a hockey dad. We have something in common. Yeah.
No, Vinny, don't be a stranger if you're coming to Western New York, all right?
All right, guys.
Look forward to talking to you again soon. Vinny Serrato, our guest from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. That's some great stuff.
Isn't that funny? Like, here he is. He was the right-hand man for Lou Holtz recruiting, helping that team to the 88 championship. He worked for Bill Walsh. He was the vice president of operations, essentially the GM for the Redskins for the better part of a decade. And now he's hockey dad traveling the country.
Talking on the radio.
Yeah, it's the common denominator, what we do for our kids.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where, you know.
I love that.
That is the common denominator.
That is great. If you missed that conversation, if you're just joining us, our conversation with Vinny Serrato of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. A little preview of the Bills and Ravens week one. Bills training camp, of course, what to do with the LeSean McCoy investigation. His insight on that is valuable. And a little preview of the Baltimore Ravens and how they're looking going into training camp as well. Vinny was great. That was awesome. We'll get it on demand for you shortly at ESPNRochester.com. Up next in the sports bar, we serve up today's top NFL stories in bite-sized form with NFL appetizers. Stay with us. The Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24-7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.